This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a pedestrian was struck by a Metra train on the north side this morning. Let's get the latest now, WBBM's Neil Fiorito in the traffic center.
Yeah, Cisco, this is the UP North Line train that has stopped near Clybourne. A pedestrian was struck, as you mentioned, by a train. This happened near Barry and Ravenswood, right near Lakeview this morning. Inbound trains are again running, but with some pretty extensive delays. Again, this is the UP North Line, which is currently stopped outbound, the outbound side, near Clybourne, so you might want to consider for now using the Milwaukee District North Line instead. Neil Fiorito, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Family, friends, and others turned out last night for a mass and vigil for slain Chicago police officer Enrique Martinez. He was shot and killed during a traffic stop near 80th and Ingleside Monday night. Among those attending was Carlos Yanez Jr., a former Chicago police officer who was shot and seriously wounded in a similar incident that killed his partner, Officer Ella French, 3 years ago. He said, "It's just heartbreaking having to go through all of this all over again," adding, "Including Ella, five officers have been killed since then. A 23-year-old man is charged with Martinez's murder and has been ordered held in custody."
A 13-year-old boy has been arrested after allegedly bringing a rifle to a school in Kenosha. Police say the boy walked into an elementary school carrying a black backpack and a duffel bag. He ran away after school officials started asking questions. He was arrested after police posted security images of him online. Police Chief Patrick Patton:
"The investigation revealed that the suspect shared videos and made several comments to fellow students for weeks leading up to today. We want to urge parents to talk with their children and encourage them to share the videos and comments made by fellow students. Parents and or children are asked to immediately communicate that information to law enforcement."
He says, "We narrowly missed a tragedy today."
Nearly 30 Chicago City Council members are calling for a special meeting next Wednesday. Alderman Anthony Beal says the aim is to force an early vote on the mayor's proposed $300 million property tax increase. But Alderman William Hall rejects the move.
"Until we look at every solution, which our budget director is doing, our CFO is doing, our comptroller is doing, we should not rush into trying to play political theater while we're still in the process of discovering what's the most sustainable way to get through this time."
However, Beal says the mayor and his team have not sat down to discuss alternatives despite his public statements that he is willing to do so.
Governor Pritzker says the state is ready to protect its progressive policies against any threats from a new Trump administration in Washington.
The governor, in his first meeting with the press since the election, said that he has spent years baking protections into the state's constitution to include workers, LGBTQ+, and abortion rights, along with access to health care, anticipating a possible shift in the tone coming from Washington.
"To anyone who intends to come take away the freedom and opportunity and dignity of Illinoisans, I would remind you that a happy warrior is still a warrior. You come for my people, you come through me."
Reporters did ask Governor Pritzker if he might be worried that President-elect Trump, who campaigned on mass deportations, might withhold federal funding once president, such as grants for police, should the state remain welcoming to undocumented immigrants.
"It would be illegal for the Trump administration to stop those grants from flowing, and so we would take action if we saw that happening."
Having experience as governor during the first Trump presidency, Pritzker says that Illinois will continue to invest in the well-being and prosperity of its people. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And in addition to deciding the election of federal, state, and local candidates, voters in Illinois this week also were faced with several referendum questions. They included three advisory questions asking whether there should be penalties for interfering with election and workers, whether to create a new income tax on income over $1 million, and whether certain types of reproductive health care should be included on insurance policies in Illinois. The Associated Press reports all three are projected to pass. In addition, voters in seven counties approved a measure to work with other counties with the goal of cutting ties with Cook County to form a new state.
Multiple felony charges have been filed against three men, including a father and son, in the alleged kidnapping and beating of a man who was trying to sell a car in Lombard back on Wednesday afternoon.
Prosecutors say a 59-year-old man was selling an Infiniti. He met 22-year-old Philip Stamps Jr. of Chicago, the potential buyer. A test drive ended at a gas station near North Avenue and Main Street. They say 47-year-old Philip Stamps Sr., also of Chicago, and 23-year-old Javante Dixon of Hillside pulled up in a minivan. The younger Stamps is alleged to have grabbed the seller's briefcase containing 40 car titles. There was a struggle. A witness called police. They were all gone when officers arrived. Prosecutors say the men kidnapped the 59-year-old, beat him severely, and bit him as the older Stamps drove the van to Chicago. The men are alleged to have had him call family to make a money transfer. The van and all of the men were located about 4 hours later in Chicago. The victim was hospitalized. The three are charged with aggravated kidnapping, armed robbery, and aggravated battery. A judge allowed pretrial release. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, sponsored by Five Star Furniture. Here's Josh List.
Hello. A 5-point Bulls lead looks great heading into the fourth quarter against mighty Minnesota until the wheels fall off on a 12-0 Timberwolves run. And the home side is left dizzy, losing 135-119.
Just got to move on. And there was, you know, a lot of positive for three quarters. We really played well. We took it to them. We just didn't finish the job. Obviously, they're a very good team. A team that's playing for a championship. And it was to be expected for them to rise at the end. And we just, you know, couldn't match it.
25 in the loss for Nikola Vucevic. The Bulls smoked in the fourth quarter, 45-24. Drag a 4-game losing streak into Atlanta tomorrow and a record 3-6. Just last Monday, Kansas City beat Tampa in overtime, and the Buccaneers chose not to try a 2-point conversion for the win at the end of regulation. They kicked a PAT and went overtime. Chiefs won. Last night in Baltimore, the visiting Bengals don't want anything to do with overtime. Not with a shot at upsetting the Ravens. Down one with 42 seconds left.
Burrow shotgun. Chase sets up on the left side. Snap. Burrow, soft toss, it is incomplete, right side throw to Hudson, fall to the turf, the Ravens stop the Bengals.
Take over, take a knee. Ravens win 35-34. Westwood won the call. Light practice schedule for the Bears. Montez Sweat on pace for a comeback Sunday against the Patriots, but starting tackles. Left tackle Braxton Jones limited with a knee, and right tackle Darnell Wright hasn't practiced because of a knee injury. Two straight Blackhawks losses, tagged by the Stars in Dallas 3-1. Tyler Bertuzzi scores in the middle period on an assist from Connor Bedard. But the Hawks never catch up. Dropped to 5-9-1, host the Wild Sunday. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The South Suburbs take a gamble on a new entertainment venue that could open next week.
Wind Creek Chicago Southland Casino is located on Halsted Street, just off I-80 in East Hazelcrest. It's positioned to try to entice Illinoisans to play and gamble in the land of Lincoln instead of driving 16 miles to a casino in Northwest Indiana. Officials provided a tour of the venue yesterday. It has around 1,400 slot machines and dozens of gaming tables. Wind Creek's 16-story hotel is not scheduled to open for a couple of months. Bernie Tavoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The jury in the double murder trial of 52-year-old Richard Allen deliberated the case for about 2 hours late yesterday before adjourning until this morning. Allen is charged with the killings of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German in Delphi, Indiana, in February of 2017. The seven-women, five-man jury began deliberations yesterday after hearing closing arguments in the weeks-long trial. Allen has denied killing the girls.
Chicago police are issuing an alert after a series of business burglaries in the Belmont Craigan, East Albany Park, and Belmont Heights neighborhoods. In each case, police say four or five males break the front glass door or side window and steal cash boxes and registers before fleeing in a black Nissan. The break-ins were reported on West Belmont, Montrose, and Diversey. Also, North Harlem. They happened the last weekend in October. Chicago police have labeled an attack on two Jewish students at DePaul University on Wednesday as a hate crime. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
One of the two masked suspects accused of punching a student and pushing another down allegedly made anti-Semitic comments first, according to Chicago police. You can find pictures the department released of them on our website. The Chicago Jewish Alliance says the students were standing outside the center to talk with others about the war in Gaza before they were attacked. The head of the ADL Midwest called it it premeditated and points out it comes on the heels of an Orthodox man being shot on the way to synagogue in Rogers Park. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And turning to international anti-Semitic attacks, police in the Netherlands have arrested dozens of people after several Israelis were attacked following a soccer match in Amsterdam. Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says two planes have been directed to bring those citizens home. Reporter Lauren Comito shares the latest.
The clashes in the Dutch capital followed last night's soccer match between Tel Aviv's Maccabi team and Amsterdam's Ajax club, after which police said they held 57 people as pro-Palestinian demonstrators tried to reach the stadium. Amsterdam authorities had earlier forbidden them to protest there. Police said there were no reported incidents after the match, but clashes erupted in the city center over the night.
In response to the arrests and attacks, Netanyahu has demanded the Dutch government take vigorous and swift action against those involved.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.